ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Daled. This is the second shiur in Daf Lamed Daled. I'm going to present the shiur on the end of Daf Lamed Daled Amid Beis, on the sugya of Shleisha Shenichnasu Levaker Esachayla, the sugya of Enid Nasadayan. But the shiur was originally recorded on Bava Basra Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. It's the exact same Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Mebeis Kuf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph as the Gemara here. So I'm just giving over the same shiur the way it was recorded on Bava Basra, as, and the listeners should make an adjustment to learn this shiur on Sanhedrin. The Gemara starts in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Beis. We're starting the Gemara. It says Omer Av Yehuda. Three people come to visit a sick person. The sick person makes a tzava, and he tells them how he wants his nechasim to be mechalik. If they want, they could be the edim. That's ratzu kaisim. They can make a shtar, and then another bezdin will paskin on the chaluka, I'll pee their edus. Or if they want, oisim din, if these three people, they could be the dayanim. And they could be the dayanim, and memela, they could make the din, they could pask in the chaluka. Like the Rishbam says, they're the paiskim, they're the dayanim, they're the bezdin already. Rishbam is mashmi, etzanin the bezdin. Taisus holds that the chiddush is that they can't say they want to go to another bezdin. Balkapanim, they're the bezdin here. In any dispute, they're the bezdin. But shnayim, two people are not enough for a bezdin, so kaisin, they could be edim. There needs to be another bezdin. They nice and then they don't become. They don't. They're not. Not they on him. V'omer afchista l'shanu el biyayim. Avu b'layla afilu shleisha kaisim nice and then. At night, even if they're three people, then they cannot be the day on him. They could be edim. They could be kaisim. They can't be day on him. My tamid the havelu edim. They ain't ed nasadayin. So the Gemara is very mekatsiv here. What do you mean they're edim? Why can't they be day on him? And if there's a reason why they can't be dayanim, so why do they have to come on to ain eid nasadayin? So kibshudai, what the Gemara means is, and this is what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that you see from this pasuk v'ayu b'yayim and chila is banav, that dine mamanis, you can't be maskul b'yayim. You can't be maskul b'layla, I mean. You have to be maskul b'yayim. You can't be maskul b'layla. So here, if they're going to be dayanim, so the tchilas hadin is b'layla, and that's not allowed. So male, they can't be dayanim, they could only be edim. Now the Gemara is bavarning, fine. They can't be dayanim now at night because tchilas din can't be belaila. But why can't they listen to the edus at night, become edim, but gufa become dayanim tomorrow with their own edus? Now they're not dayanim. Now all they are is edim. But then why can't they be made to themselves the next day? Why does it have to be they ain't eisen din? The Teretz is, since they can't be Dayanim, and why can't they be Dayanim? Not because they need Nasadayim. They can't be Dayanim because you can't have a din at night. So at night, the Vaila, they're not Dayanim. Then the Shaila is, why don't they become Dayanim in the morning? Then the Kasha is, who's the Edom? The Edom has to be them. They're the only Edom. If they're the Edom, ain't need Nasadayim. They can't be both an Edom and a Dayan at the same time. That's the Sugya Sagamara. So Rabbi Chanan Gran asks Akasha, that's interesting to Akasha, he says, when they see by day, who's the Edom? There are no Edom. What's the pshat that they could pass and I'll be what they see by day? There's no Edom. The Rishbam brings, Loite Shmiya G'dayla Miriya. The Maisa, the fact that they, Shmiya, when you have Edom, they have a Shmiya. When they see themselves, that's even better than a Shmiya. Seeing, then they themselves, experiencing themselves the Nidan, that's even better than hearing it from Edom. So they could paskin based on their Riyah. So good. So when the Riyah is at night, so that Riyah is not, you can't paskin based on that Riyah. Because then the Riyah is going to be a Tchilas Din. And the Tchilas Din can't be at night. Elamai, you can be Edom. So then the next morning, you're going to need Edom because you don't have a Riyah. Because the Riyah wasn't when they were Roi Ladun. So they can't paskin based on the Riyah. So Mamela, you need Edom, and they're the only Edom. And Mamela, if they're Edom, ain't they Nasadayin? So Frekta B'chanan, if you say Loite Shmi Agdaila Mi Riyah, why don't you also say Loite Shmi Agdaila Mi Yediyah? Fine. I don't have a Riyah to paskin on, but I have a Yediyah. That in my brain, I know that he was Mechalik the Nechasim. Why? Because I saw it yesterday. But right now, I'm not going to paskin based on that Riyah. Because that Riyah, I can't paskin based on that because I can't have a Tchilas Din at night. And getting the evidence is already the Tchilas Din. We're going to be marich about this later in the Shir. So I won't paskin based on what I saw. I'll paskin based on what I know. I know who gets the Nechasim. So why don't you say the same Yisayin? Loite Shmi Agdeila Mi Yediyah. I won't pass him based on the Riyah, I'll pass him based on my idea. As I affect your Bochanan. I think the Teretz is like this. The emesis is a machoikis Yishenim about this issue. Rambam brings down the Gemara of Leite Shmi Agdaila Miriya. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Legabe Kiddush HaChadosh that when three Dayanim see the moon, they don't need Edom. They could pass him because they saw the moon. Leite Shmi Agdaila Miriya. Just like if Edom Amein that they saw the moon, Bezin Kapaskin based on the Kabbalah Seidus, that's Shmiya. If they Bezin themselves see the moon, then that's Riyah. So the Gemara then goes to the same thing. If they see the moon at night, so then they can't paskin, because that's what Tchilas Din, and Tchilas Din can't be at night. So the Rishbam tells it to Dine Maminus also. He says by Dine Maminus also, it is the same din of Leite Shmiya Gdaila Miriya. But the Ramban and other Rishainim hold that no. Dafka by Kiddush and Chaydish is a din of Leite Shmi Agdala Miriya. By Shenge by Dinim Amunis, they you need Kabbalah Seidus. So why does it work over here? By the Shleisha Shenichnesu Levakir Sachayla, why does it work? You don't have Kabbalah Seidus. And you don't say Leite Shmi Agdala Miriya by Dinim Amunis. So the Ramban says, because you have a Das Baldin. If the Baldin himself comes and tells you and wants you to witness it and gives the Kenyan, and makes you the one in charge, whether I'll say them or I'll stay on him, then has the same kayach of Edus, because a das baldin kamei Edom dami. You don't need Edom when the baldin himself is telling it to you. Just like a bezin kapaska without Edom, I'll pay a das baldin. Who had been here, he is going and doing the mice in front of the bezin, that's a das baldin, that has a kayach of Edus. We'll come out l'chayin afkemin l'alacha. Seems to me that according to the Ramban and the Rishayim, I am the Mishitasai, if Bezin would see someone being mazik someone, he didn't want anyone to see. Well, let's say even someone wanted to do a kinyan privately. He doesn't want anyone to see. And Bezin, three people witness it. B'yayim. According to the Rishbam, Leite Shmi Gdele Miriya, if there's ever a din tire about this hezek or this geneva or this kinyan or anything that happened, if the three Dayanim happened to have witnessed it themselves, they could pass him based on what they witnessed, as long as they witnessed it miyayim. That could be Ariyas Dayanim and Leite Shmi and Gdaila Miriya. Mashenge and the Rambanos, no. You need Eidus. So if the Baldover himself goes and does it in front of you deliberately, that's like as Aidos Baldin. He himself is being made it to you. He himself wants you to witness this thing. So Mamela, that has a Kayach of Eidus, like Aidos Baldin Kameidim Dami. But if he doesn't want anyone to see it, that's not called a das baldin. So it sounds to me, from the Ramban, they wouldn't be able to be dayanim on this case. So according to the Ramban, it's Pashur B'chanan's cash is not shver. You don't say, like Tishmi Gdeilim Iriya. You need Eidus or a das baldin. So this tells you a chiddush that the Eidus that the Bezin's Makabal, or the das baldin, the Bezin's Makabal, is dafkif the Makabal at B'yayim. Since you can't make a tchilas din b'layla, so there is no Kabbalah's Eidus, or Kabbalah's Hidas baldin b'layla, so all there'll be is Eidim. And Mimela, they can't paskin al pi what they saw. They have to paskin al pi edim because they don't daidas baldin doesn't count because it was belayla and memela. You need edim and they can't be the edim because they need nasadayin. So memela the yediyah of ad is not enough because you need either edim or daidas baldin. Zagich the rishbam also the rishbam that takish telsu leite shmir gdele miria and holds as a klal of leite shmir gdele miria by dinim amminus also. That's what Taisa says in Bavakam and Daftzani. So machlekes rishenim, but the pshan is. That's dafka information that's given over to the Beis Din. In other words, just like the Ramban holds, you need Eidus or Eidus Baldin. The Rishbam holds, you need Eidus or Eidus Baldin, or Ria, because Leite Shmi Yigdei Lemiria. So that also is a source of accessing information on Yidei Ria. But Stam that the Beis Din knows, they never got that information, that's not a Din. Just like the Ramban holds, the Din Torah has to be Ayidei, Besdin being Mekabel Eidus or Eidus Baldin, and the Riyah doesn't help. The Rishbam holds the Riyah also is like an Eidus or Eidus Baldin, Loite Shmir Gdele Miriyah. But the way it Din Torah has to work is that the Besdin accesses the information. That is a Chelek of the Din. If you don't have a process in the Din Torah where the Besdin accesses the information, Ayidei Kabbalas Eidus, Ayidei Eidus Baldin, or Ayidei Riyah, the Rishbam also says it doesn't work. There's no such thing as leite shmi yigdele miyadiya. As I meinach, atayr sura b'chanan's kasha. Al kapanim, and we'll be marich a little bit about this nekuda later in the shiur. But first, I want to discuss the etzim din of einei nasadayin. What is this din of einei nasadayin? What's the makar to the din? And what are the parameters of the din? We find three makaris in the Rishonim to the din of einei nasadayin. The Rishbam, he says, here on Kuf Yudal and Manalf de Maskel Enei Nasadayin, he says, Nira be'enai de Gzer Sakosavi, de Ksiva Omdu Shnei Anoshim, Asher Behem Lariv Lefnei Hashem, Shnei Anoshim are the Edom, Lefnei Hashem is the Dayanim. So you see that the Edom have to stand in front of the Dayanim. The Edom have to be made to the Dayanim. The Edom can't be the Dayanim. That's not a kiyum of Omdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem. That's state in the Rishba. So that's one Makar, Gzer Sakosav Omdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem, and the two Edom have to be made to the Dayanim, the two Edom can't be the Dayanim. The Ramban and Kama other Rishonim say that the Makar is goof for the Sugya. The Sugya says, the Sugya is learning up, V'hayim b'yayim an'chila esbanav, b'yayim atamapal n'chalos, v'yatamapal n'chalos b'layla. And the Gemara explained that when you have three people watching apolos n'chalos, watching the chayla giving out his nachla, if it's b'yayim, so they're the dayin, and they could paskin on the nachla. They could be manchel. They could shtelavek the yerish on what he's supposed to get. Mashengen if it's belayla, they can't because you can't make a din belayla. So just like you learn at the din that you can't make a din belayla from v'hayu b'yayim and chila esbanav, and you learn after chugas mishpat that all yerusha has a din of din that we explained in the previous year. But the shaila is, why can't you go, even if you saw it by night, and be the edim to yourself, and invite them make a din? Elamai v'hoye b'yayim achil esbanav is telling you the next chiddush, the nenei nasadayin. You don't need another makar. This goof is a makar. Because if an ed could be a dayin, then it wouldn't make sense. Even if they saw it belayla, and you can't make a din belayla, but make a din b'yayim, and be the ed and the dayin on the din b'yayim. Elamai, this is the makar for einei nasadayin. As I out there in Ban and Kam Rishayin. And there's one other makar, which Rishayin discuss. The makar is that when an eid becomes a dayin, it's an eid ashiyat yachal azima. If the eid himself is a dayin, so you can't be mazim this eid. Because when you come to be mazimim, the dayin can't be makabel the eidus on himself. If you come, the eidus is made, and he himself is a dayin, and he says kach v'kach, and then two eidim come and say, one second, Immanuel Yisem, you're with us. We're trying to imazim you. But who is the Dayanim? They're the same as the Edim. They can't be Mekabel Azam. So the Edis is the Edis Shiat Yachal Azim. And we'll be marich about this soon. But first, there's a three-way machloikis Yishenim about the parameters of Eid Nasadayin. Who is considered an Eid that he can't become the Dayin? We have the Sheet of Rishbam right here above Abasha, here on Kuf Yigim on the base. Rishbam is medayik, he's mayach about it. Shloisha shenichnasu levakir es achayla. Why did the Gemara have to tell you that the three people are doing bikur chaylam? Why can't you say that they came in order to take care of the nachala? Hazak der Rishbam, if that coming in order to be made, if that coming in order to say Edus, so they become Edim. And if they become Edim, then they can't become Dayanim. And the Rishbam is Mavur, that even if someone else wants to become to be made from him, he witnessed the story, and he had Kavana to be an aid, and then he decided, no, he'll be a Dayan. Aye, so who's going to be the aid? Someone else will be the aid. That's also a problem. Once you decided to be an aid, you have a chaloy shem aid, you can't be a dayin. And he tells it to the sugya of Nimsa Echemem Karev Apostle, that you have, the way he learns up the Gemara in Makkos, that the din is, if you have a bunch of witnesses, you have a bunch of aidim, and one of them is a karev, a relative, or a apostle, so everyone's apostle. So the Gemara there's maskana is, that even if the karev apostle never said the Eidus b'chlal, the Karev apostle witnessed the story, and he had kavana to say the Eidus. That's what the Gemara's maskan over there, he says, learns. That's what Rebbe holds. He had kavana to say the Eidus, but he never said the Eidus. Still, he's called an aid, and there's a problem of Nimsa Echemem Karev apostle, and they do some betela. So you see that even if you didn't actually say Eidus, but you witnessed the episode with kavana to testify, that you are planning on testifying, you're planning on being an aid, that makes you an aid, and therefore you have a din of Nimsechem Karev Apostle, who a din you have a din of Ein Aid Nasadai. That's the Shitas HaRishbam. Taisus here, Nafkuf Yudalan, and all the other Rishainim, they argue on the Rishbam. They hold that no, just having Kavanah to say this doesn't make you an aid to give you a din of Ein Aid Nasadai. And they say either it's not the same as Nimsechem Karev Apostle, Nimsechem Karev Apostle, you do become an aid, but not in regard to the Halach of Ein Aid Nasadayin. It's two different Halachas. There's the Halach of Nimsechem Karev Apostle, which is learned after one Pasuk. There, the Kavanah to be made might be good enough. There's the Din of Ein Aid Nasadayin, which is learned after from a different Limud. There, you have to actually be made B'Payil. Or, the Rishayim say that maybe Nimsechem Karev Apostle also Lamaskanis HaGemara there, if you're not made, there is no Din of Nimsechem Karev Apostle. That's what Rishayim say. That's a sugya negei to Makkos. We're not going to go into it so much. But benegei ein aid nasadayin, there's a machlokes Rishayim, even if you don't hold like the Rishbam. Even if you hold that kavana lehei, it doesn't pass away from being a dayin. But what's the pshat in ein aid nasadayin? You have to actually be made. But here, in the Shiltei Gibayim, on the Rif, he brings the machlokes, and really it's a machlokes also, the Nemuki Yosef in Bava Kamma, and the 8th parak on the Gemara there on Daf Tzadi has a machlokes here with the taste of Ridai Finart. The shaila is like this. Let's say someone witnessed the story and he went and he actually said Eidus. But now he wants to be a Dayan. And he's not going to be a Dayan for his own Eidus. He's going to be a Dayan for someone else's Eidus. He witnessed it, let's say, by night. So he can't pass Kanalpi what he witnessed. He has to be an aid. So he went first to a Bezdin to say Eidus. For whatever reason, that Bezin never ended up paskening. They want him to be the Dayan. He's the aid. We'll get another aid. There are the aidim that's available. So the Mukiyazah brings down from their art and the Ridvan Bava Kamma there that even in that case, you apostle, if you had Kavanah to be an aid, you're not an aid. You had Kavanah to be an aid. In regard to an aid, not a Dayan, you're not an aid. But if you're an actually were made, you actually went to a Bezin and were made, so you're an aid. Once you're an aid, you can't be a dayan, even if another aid comes and is made. Mashenge and the Taisus Ridia, and also the Shilta Gibarim here, brings down two days. Now, no, the whole din of Ein Aid Nasa Dayan is dafka when you need your aidus. If you, at the same time, are the aid who's being made and the dayan who's being makabel the aidus, that doesn't work. But if there are other aidim, even if you actually said the Eidus, doesn't matter. But now, I don't need my Eidus. We're not going with your Eidus that you said. There's other Eidim. You happen to say an Eidus, fine. But now you're a Dayan, and you have other Eidim. You as a Dayan, Kapaskin, I'll be the other Eidus. There's no psul that you said the Eidus. And the Chayyidus, Svarasa Machlaikis, is like this. Lamasha, let's say we learn it out from V'omdu Shnei Anashim Hashem Lefnei Hashem. So there's a Svara, that what does V'omdu Lefnei Anashim Hashem Lefnei Hashem say? This is what the Ksai says, and we're going to speak about the Ksai. This is what the Ksai says in Siman Zayin of Gan Beis. He names on that tells you that the Maisa Eidus has to be a Shnei Anashim Eidim, Lefnei Hashem the Dayanim. So you can't have an Eidus with the Eidim and the Dayanim are the same people. But just because he happened to say Eidus to another Bezdin, that's not a chesaron v'omdu shnei anoshim asher le'eru lefnei Hashem. You have a shnei anoshim, the other two Eidim, and you have him lefnei Hashem. So what he said Eidus? There's no makom to passel, there's no makom for ein eid nasadayin to passel just because he happened to say the Eidus. So like we said, ein echanami, the Taisus Rid, Rabbeinu Yeshaya over here, and also it's brought here in the Shilta Gibayim, they taken him on that way. They hold that way b'nichusa. They hold, it's taka dafka when the Eidim and the Dayanim are the same person at this Agadis Eidus. The fact that he was made Agadis Eidus at another time, that's not going to passel for being a dayan. But what's pshat in the Rishayim, like we said, the Mukhi Yosef and Bava Kama B'Shem, there are in the Ritva, that hold that as long as they were made another time, they can't be an Eidus even if other Eidim come. So Rabbi Chanan says here, Mkayvit Shurim, and Rabbi Leib Malin says this in Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Hey, and Vaisdeis, they learned the Pasuk, V'omdu Shnei Anoshim, Lefnei Hashem, is the pshat, that there's a miyut. The Shnei Anoshim, if you have a Chaloi Shem Din, Shnei Anoshim, which means the two Eidim, you can't be a Lefnei Hashem, you can't be a Dayan. It's a paslus. It's not a din that you grab and need a Kabbalah's Eidus with two separate people, Eidim and the Yonim. It's more than that. Once you have a Chaloi Shem Eid, so then you're pasul for being a Dayan. That's the pshat in the Pasuk. And al derech zeh, if you say that the drash is from B'yayim and Chil is Banner from here also. We see from here that when you see it B'layla, you can't be a Dayan. Why not? In Dem State, ain't that's a Dayan. Savar State. Does it say that you can't be a Dayan? One side you can learn because you need other Eidim. So Mele, the Pasuk is talking about that you're the only Eid. And Mele, you can't be a Dayan because who's going to be the Eid then? If you're going to be the Eid and the Dayan, that doesn't work. It ain't nice to Dayan. By Shangin, if there were other people in the room and you happen to have other Eidim, then you could be a Dayan. Or is the Pshat that no, that when it says ain't Eid nice to Dayan, what we learn from here is that being an Eid is a pasul for being a Dayan. That's cool for the Pshat. And the Rishbam has to learn that way. Because the Rishbam says even if you weren't Mayid, the fact that Kavanah to be Mayid, you can't be a Dayan. And he tells it to Nimsa Echemem Karevei Pasul, that the Kavanah Lehayid alone makes it that you're an Eid and you're going to pasul the whole Kat. Vais Dais, that's the Pshat. The V'omdu Shnei Anoshim is the Pshat that does alain. That you became a Shnei Anoshim, that's a pasul for being a Dayan. Those are the two tzadim. See, Taisus asked on the Rishbam. Taisus asked, V'omdu Shnei Anoshim, if you learn out the din of Eidei Nasadayim from V'omdu Shnei Anoshim, that would only apply if he's made. That wouldn't apply just if he's Kavanah Lehayid, as I fact Taisus on the Rishbam. So Azai, to learn the Kasha B'derech that Taisus held it was a Murchuk Dika Kasha, you can learn that Taisus names on like the way the Ksais learned up. V'omdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem is a pshat that the Eidus has to be with two groups, the Shnei Anoshim and the Lefnei Hashem. So Avada, if he's not the Eid B'chlal, he's passing up the other Eidus. Avada, there won't be V'omdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem. So you'll have to say the Shbam El Tfaket, the V'omdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem means that once you're the Shnei Anoshim, once you're the Eidus, that passes you from being a dying period. It could be even Taisus also, Abe Shmuzovsky names it on, that the Eidus passes you from being a dying. He's just naming on that the Shnei Anoshim is dafka when they were taka va'omdu. In other words, since the Gzeres HaKosav of Eidei Nasadayin is learned after va'omdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem, Kavana Lehei, it doesn't make sense that you become from the Shnei Anoshim. Mashen came by Nimsa Karev Apostle, it's learned after from a different Apostle, Shnayim Ashleisha Eidim, so there maybe Kavana Lehei, it does make you an Eid. It's a different thing. But Al Kopanim L'Sikum, we have two Mahalchim, how to learn Eidei Nasadayin, how to learn the Gzeres HaKosav of Amdu Shnei Anoshim of Hashem, Emeriv of Shnei Hashem, or the Gzeres HaKosav of Ayyubiyah Mechila Izbanav, is the Pshat that you can't be an Eid and a Dayan at the same time. But the fact that you were made, you still could be a Dayan as long as you have other Eid. That's what Taisi Riddles, Sheldon Gemarim brings that. Or is the Pshat? No. Once it's Chalon you a Chalai Shem Eid, then you can't be a Dayan even if there are other Eidim. That's what the Mukhi Yosef brings from there on the Ritva. And Al-Karch, the Rishbam has to hold their way. Because the Rishbam holds, even if you were never made, the Kavanah Le'ed passes you from being a Dayan. Why says the Psul Dayanis is because you're a Chalei Shem Eid, That's Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Malon, they're not. Now, I said there was another pshat that you're an aid of Shiet Yachal Azima. If you go for the dayan and you're the aid, so how could you be Mazim the aid? You'll come to the dayan to be Mazim the aid. He can't be Makabal Azama on himself. So Taizim Avakama, Dav Tzadikam, and Bez asked the kasha in this pshat, and he says it's not good. Because if you're going to say that, so who adin, the Edom can't be craving to the Dayanim. You're going to tell me, if the Edom are craving to the Dayanim, let's say the Edom are the children or the siblings of the Dayanim, whatever it is, you're also going to tell me it's possible, even though they're not the Dayanim, because Vaita, they can't be Makabal Dazom on the craving. The Elamai, what are you going to say? Doesn't matter that these Dayanim happen to crave him to the Edom. But in case Mazimim come, so we'll make another Bezdin. And we Makabal Azama, then be Bezdin Acher. So Achanami, if the Edom are the Dayanim themselves, Vaita, what's the problem? You'll make another Bezdin, and you'll be Makabal Azama on these Edom who are the Dayanim, be Bezdin Acher. That's Rektasis. Now the Rishonim here on Mavur, that ain't Achanami. Lefi the Pshat, that the reason why an Edom has to die in is because of Edom Shit Yachal Azima, ain't Achanami. If the Edom are craving the Yonim, they're also apostle. And they bring the Yishalmi, says away. The Yishalmi holds that Edom are craving the Yonim apostle, because, and they say this is the Pshat. Avaita, you need the Edom should be Yachal Azim in this Bezdin. And that's why there's a din of Ein Ein Asadayin, because the Ein, you can't be Mazim the Dayin in this Bezdin. That's what the Yishalim say. So we have the Pshat of it's Edom Shit Yachal Azima, but you have to say a Chiddush that the Yachal Azima has to be in this Bezdin. Taizim Avakama argues in his pshat. He says, they are Yachal Azimah. It could be Yachal Azimah in another Bezdin. And the fetus pshat, L'chayr should come out that if they crave him to the Dayanim, then they also will be a problem. He can't be Yachal Azimah in this Bezdin. Now there's a very interesting ksais, a geshmak ksais, Simon Zayin, Sivkot and Beis. The ksais says that there's two timim, he says, like we spoke, for Ein Ein Asadai. One is Vam Dushnei Noshim Lefnei Hashem. And one is because it's Edom Shit Yachal Azima. So Frank Dixais, what's a din if Edom would come, be made their Edis to another Bezdin? Another Bezdin will be Makabal their Edis. And then they'll be the Dayanim to Paskin on their Edis that they were made to a different Bezdin. So Dixais, Avad that it's not good. Avad that doesn't help Stam to be made to a different Bezdin. If you're the Edom, you can't be the Dayan, even though you were made it to a different Bezdin. And he says, who in a shtar? Let's say, Edom that signed the shtar. Could they be the dayanim on the shtar? He says, avada not. But he says, l'chayr, why not? He says, if you're going to say, because v'amdu shnei anoshim asher lemarid l'fnei Hashem. So l'chayr, that means for Kabbalah's Edus, you need an Edom and a dayanim. You have that. Because the etzim Kabbalah's Edus was discovered by the other dayanim. So you had a v'amdu shnei anoshim. You had a goddess Edus in a Bezdin with the Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem were a different people. We said before, Pshat, from Rabbi Chanan or Blei Malin, that once you're an Eid, that gives you a passus to be a Dayan, even if other Edom would come. The Ksais was naming on that way. The Ksais was naming on that the Omdu Shnei Anoshim is a Pshat, it's a din in that goddess Edus. So he says, if the Pshat is that it's also Omdu Shnei Anoshim, so you could be a Dayan on your own Edus, as long as you magid the Edus to another three people. So you already have a kim of Amdu Shnei Anoshim, and then you could be a Dayan on those Edus. Why not? Well, let's say a shtar. A shtar, you don't have to be made a shtar in Bezdin. Edom achsum mal a shtar, nasim yishnuch edus in Bezdin. It's already an Edus in Bezdin. So now, there's no son of Amdu Shnei Anoshim if I pass it on a shtar that I myself signed. Because I have a dinechru without it. Again, if you say the pshat of Amdu Shnei Anoshim is that the fact they become an aid gives you a passus to be a dayanim, the ksais is kashas not shver. Ksais is naming on that the way. Ksais is naming on the aseid is that you can't be a dayan on your aidus. But he asks, why not? Why can't you be a dayan on your aidus as long as the aidus was said in a different bezin or signed on a shtar? And he says, avad in that case also you can't. But he doesn't know why not. Elam, are you going to say because aidus shet yachal azima? But also, if as long as the Bezdin that you said your Edus in, that Bezdin could be Mazim you. So fine, it should be Niskayim, the Edus Sheikh Ozima, in the Bezdin you said the Edus, and now you could be the Dayan to Paskin on that Edus. Why not? Why wouldn't you be able to be a Dayan to Paskin on your Edus as long as the Edus was said in a different Bezdin? Well, Kapanim Edus Shebishtar also. Eidah Shebishtar is Eidah Shetiachal Azima, even though it was never said in Bezdin. Elamai, you don't need a specific Bezdin for Eidah Shebishtar to be called Eidah Shetiachal Azima. So why would they be able to paskin on the Shtar? So how does these timeim work for cases where the Eidah said the Eidah in another Bezdin and now they want to paskin on their own Eidah? Or they signed the Shtar and they want to paskin on the Shtar that they signed. You don't have any time to pasl. As I affect the Kseis of Bambakash. He says the oilam will go with the pshat of Eidah Shetiachal Azima, but with a big knetch. He says the klal is that Eidah Zaymimin only gets an einish if there was a gemar din. If Eidim come and say, and Eidus, Ruvain, lend him and money, whatever it is, and they found Zaymin, Imanu or Yisem, they only have to pay back Shimon for causing him a loss, if there was already a Gemara Din that Shimon owes Reuven the money. There's no Gemara Din, they don't have to pay. So Zak Diksais, if they themselves are going to paskin on their own Eidus, so what would happen if there's Azama? Eid Zaymim Lemafreyu Nifsal. They become possible from the time of the goddess Eidus. So Kumtais, the Gemara Din Lemafreyu becomes Batal. So Kumtais is no Gemara Din. Kumtais is no punishment. The Gemara Din Lemafreyu is Batal because the Dayanim were possible. That's not called the Gemara Din because of the Anam Apostle. So Kum Dais, there's no Gemara Din. So Mamel, they won't get an Einish. So that's why an Eidah Shetiachal Azima. It's not Shaykh. The Olam will say like Taizim Avakama. You don't need Azama Bebezdin Zeh. And if they're craving to the Anam, it's Taka Kasher. Because you don't need Azama Bebezdin Zeh. But if they're the Dayanim on their Eidus, so if there's ever Azama, that would pass them the Mefreya. And he says, even according to Rav, the Eid Zayim Mikan Olabo Nifsal, but La Isa Eidus that consider the Mefreyu Nifsal, on the same Eidus that consider the Mefreyu Nifsal. So Mel the Psul starts from the time they said the Eidus. So Kum Deis the Gemara Din, the Mefrey is not a good Gemara Din. It was a Gemara Din that was done with the Anim Psulim. So Kum Deis, they won't get a Nainish. So that's why the Eidus Yitiachal Azima. And that would answer, even if they're Eidei Ashtar, or even if they're Eidus, they said their Eidus in a different Bezdin. But as long as they're paskening on their Eidus, so the Gemar Din is only on the tzad that they're kosher, if they ever mazim them. So Kum Dais, the whole Gemar Din is batal because the Dayanim are partial Dayanim, because they're the same Eidim as the Dayanim. So Mela, you won't be able to punish them. You'll have the problem of Ein Eidim Zaymimim. Now, Nashimach Yigmar Din. That's the Shtikl Tayyar from the Ksais. And the Ksai says that he found he was mechavin to the Mordechai b'shem Nisar Mikutzi. The Mordechai says it's pshat b'shem Nisar Mikutzi. It's already in the Rishayin in this pshat. So we have a new pshat in Eidah Shetiachal Azima. We have the pshat, the Parshat pshat, the way Taisus and the Rishayinim say it, that they can't be mekabel azom al atzman. And you need that the bezin that the Eidahs were made, their Eidahs, they have to be the ones that could be mekabel azom. So if the Eidim are the Dayanim, they can't be Mekabel Azam al-Atzman. And L'chaya L'fiza, who would then if the Eidim are craving the Dayanim? That's also a problem of Eidah Shetiachal Azima. Because they can't be Mekabel Azam al-Kriveim. Now the other Rishayinim hold that, no, like Taisus and Mavakama, you don't need Yachal Azima Bezin Atzma. But now you have the Ksais's pshad. The Ksais says that if they're the Dayanim on their Eidus, you can't be mazin them in any Bezdin. Because if you ever mazim them, so kum dais l'mafrei, there's no gmar din. If there's no gmar din, so then there's no einish. And if you can't come to an einish of azam, but that's eidah shetiachal azima. Now the stipel kilos yankiv and ksuv is simuch avdal, and he has a kasha in the ksais. He says that this thing that you're saying it's not an eidah shetiachal azima is dafka because they did the gmar din. But at the time that they said the Eidus, it wasn't clear they're going to do the Gemar Din. Especially in the Ksaisis case, where they said the Eidus in a different Bezdin. But it came out that they decided to paskin up be the Eidus they said in a different Bezdin. But could be that Bezdin with paskin. Could be another Bezdin with paskin on this Eidus. You don't know that they're going to do the Gemar Din. So since at the time they said the Eidus, it could have came to Azama, even though afterwards it ended up that it can come to Azama, that's not a chsayin in Eidah Shetiachal Azima. And he brings a few rayas to this. He says, let's say, Lamashal, you have a shtar. And Eidim signed the shtar. And now the Eidim are dead. So now it's yet the Achal Azima, they're dead. It's not Shaykh to imagine them. You still could pass Kanal Peter Shtar, you still could give up Peter Shtar. Why? Because at the time they signed it was Yachal Azima. Or he brings a raya like this. The Gemara there in Sanhedrin is Mavur. Sanhedrin Daf Pei Aleph, that if you have Edom, let's say somebody was Nidim with a Misa Kala, he was Nidim Bechenek, and now Edom want to come and be made that he's Chayiv Skila. So the Gemara says, yeah, they can be made, he's Chayiv Skila, and he'll get the Chomid, the Misa of Skila. So Frek Taisus, maybe it's Edeshit Yachal Azima, because if you imagine the Edesh Skila, they could say he was already Chayiv Misa Chenek. So Gavrik Tila Katalas, I was only made on someone who's already Chayiv Misa, so I'll be Potter. So the Edom on the Skila should be Edeshit Yachal Azima, Shiat Yachal Azima, because they could taina, he was already Mechuyiv Chenek, so Mamela, and I'm not Mechuyiv for saying Edes and Skila, because he's considered already a Gavrik Tila. So Taisa says, but it's Shaykh to come to Azama, because could be the first Edom will be Muslim. If the first Edom will be Muslim, then he's not a Gavrik Tila. So then you will be Chayiv Azama. So you see, as long as it's Efshoris B'shas the Edus to come to Azama, even though Lamaisi can't be Mazim them, that's also called Edus Shat Yachal Azima. So here also, what's Xay saying? That since they did the Gemara Din, now it's not Shaykh Azama, but B'shasa got to say this, it wasn't Mukhtar they're going to do the Gemara Din. So Mela, it shouldn't be a problem of either Eid or Shiat Yachal Azima. So he said, he found the Mardchai that the Xayis quoted, it's in Sanhedrin, Simon Tafresh Tzadik Vav. He says it wasn't exactly like the Xayis. We also have this from in the Chedush Aran and Rosh Hashanah Daf Kafei. It's mamish the same word for word. But the lashon of the Mardchai is that the reason why it's an Eidish Shiat Yachal Azima is because it's Gloy Milslam Afreya that the Eidus wasn't niskabel in a Bezdin Kasher. It wasn't niskabel all yidei a Bezdin Kasher. If you're going to be mazim them, so kum dais, the Dayanim were also apostle. The Eidim and the Dayanim were both apostle. The Eidus was never niskabel in a Bezdin Kasher. So he doesn't say because it's a chsarin of Gmai Din. Zak the stipler, because Gmai Din's not a problem. Because since B'shasa got this Eidus, it could have had a Gmai Din in a different Bezdin. That's not a problem of Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima. The problem is when the Eidim and the Dayanim are mamish the same person, the Dayanim are being makabel their own Eidus, so there, if you ever mazim the Eidim, so kum deis you also pass the Dayanim, so the Bechlal wasn't the Agadas Eidus, not that there wasn't a Gemar Din, there wasn't Agadas Eidus Bechlal, because it wasn't in the Kasher of Bezdin. Say Nechinami, L'chai Yivayt the Shver with the Xeisus Kasher, even the Fidah Mardchai, that if they would say the Eidus in a different Bezdin, would there be any problem with them passing on their Eidus? Because L'maisa, the Bezdin they said the Eidus in, if they're ever Muslim, is still a good Bezdin. So Mele, it's Eidus Shat Yachal Azima. But he says, klar, that the Mardchai from the Sar Mikutsi, and the Ran is also there, B'Shem Taisis, it's not the problem that you don't have the Gemar Din. The problem is that you don't have the Kabbalah's Eidus B'chlal. And that would taka only apply when the Edom are being makabal when the Dayanim are being makabal the Edus from themselves. So that's what the stipler asks on the Ksais, that for the problem that you don't have the Gemar Din, that's not a problem, because you don't have a Shoresh for a Gemar Din. And that he brings from the Mardchai B'Shem the Sar Mikutsi, that's a pshat, is only in the case where the Edom were made to themselves, and there, not that you don't have the Gemar Din, you don't have the Kabbalah's Edus B'chlal. So let's see, come of the whole thing. And Eidei Nasadayin, we have three Makairis. We have the Makar of Amdu Shnei Anashim of Hashem. We have the Makar HaGufer from Agamar of Ahayi B'yayim and Chiloy Yisbanav. That Belaili can't be Machlois. Okay, you can't make that Scholos Din by night, but why can't you be an aid to yourself? Elamai from Ahayi B'yayim and Chiloy Yisbanav Gufer Shteit Eidei Nasadayin. And Lefi those Tubshatim, we had the Chakira. Is that a Paslos like the Rishbam has to learn? Like the Rishonim that say that the aid that's made cannot be a dayan even if there are other aidim. So Kundais is a paslus, that if you're Shnei Anashim, it can't be a dayan. Or is a pshat, like the Taizrit says here, like the Shilta Gibayim, that no, it's not a paslus, it's just, it's a din and a goddess aidus, that the goddess aidus has to be said by aidim in front of other dayanim, Shnei Anashim with Nei Hashem. It's a din and a goddess aidus, but if you want a paskin, I'll be other aidim just because you're an aid, that's not a problem of any nasa dayan. And then we have the Tam, because it's Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima, because you can't be Makabal Azama on yourself. Taizim Bavakam asks on this Tam, that Ay Bezai, who would then crave him, won't work. So Elamai Yochel Azima the Bezdin Achas should be good enough. And the Shainim here Mavur Enichanami. This Tam holds you have to be mazin them in this Bezdin. That's the din of Yochel Azima. And Enichanami Kreiv was a possible Meiyisa Tam. And you have the Ksais that says that the Pshat is that not Pshat you have to be mazin them in Bezdin Zeh. But if the Edim Gufa the Dayanim, so then you can't be mazin them at all, even Bezdin Achas, because since you need a Gemar Din, and they go for the Gemar Din. They go for the Bezdin that made the Gemar Din. So if they ever mazim them, so I'm afraid there's no Gemar Din, and Mimela, you never be able to punish them. Because if you ever mazim them, then there wasn't the Gemar Din, Lamafreya. But the disciple asked, since B'shas they were made their Eidus, if they were made in a different Bezdin, B'shas they were made the Eidus, was enough Shoris to have Azama, because the Gemar Din could have been from a different Bezdin. So there shouldn't be a Chasarin. And he says, Rishayim has said that time that the Ksais brought was really a slightly different time, that if the Edim Gufa be Makabal Edis from themselves, Lamafreya, if you ever mazim them, it's a Ksarn in the Kabbalah's Edis, there is no Edis Bechlal. Not that there's no Gemar Din, but there's no Kabbalah's Edis, there's no Edis Bechlal. And that's why it's Edis Shiat Yachal Azima. And now let's get back to the Sugya. Like the Gemara said, like we spoke before, if the three people saw it B'yayim, so then they're Dayanim. And they could paskin, I'll be the Ria, according to the Rishbam, like the Shmigdal and Maria, I'll be the Dos Baldin, according to the Ramban, like we said before. But if they saw it Belila, so Mamela, Lila is not a time for din, so you can't consider the Ria to be a Ria stay on him, the Rishbam says. And therefore, they can't paskin, and to paskin, to be made to themselves tomorrow, there's a problem of Ened Nasadayin. Now the Rishbam says, "Lamacha ain't it a roye b'dav v'nasa dayin al piyedus atzmai, elam ken yoder acher b'fanav." Dash the ain't ice a din al piyedus atzmai. Rishbam says they could make a din if other people be made for them. Now even though the Rishbam holds that a mechavan leheyit the ain't a roye can't be a dayin, but that's dafka when he's mechavan leheyit. When he's mechavan leheyit, then he gets a shame aid, and that passes him from being a dayin. Mashenkin Eroya Belaila, Vaisleis is not as bad as a Mechavan Lehayit. Einachinami, he can't have a shame dying. It can't be considered a Rias Dayonim, but he doesn't necessarily have a shame aid. If he wants, he could be an aid. But if he wants, he could be a dying if someone else would be made. That Ria can't be a Ria of a dying. But he still doesn't, he's not necessarily an aid. He's like a Roya Beloy Kavan Lehayit, that if other people are made, he could be a dying. Adozesh Dayton Rishbam. Now the Rishbam says another chiddush, which Rishayim argue on. The Rishbam says at the end of the Rishbam, the Ramaska afilu ein shloisha. The Rishbam says miu bezin sheidu lufneim edus belayla edus gemurihi v'yachol ladin lamacher b'yayin avol riyadu shirayim belayla lechashvina kilo huad lufneim belayla dekev lechazi b'shaita ledina Riyadidu ena kishmi amam shashom be'edim belayla, elahein atzman asu edim v'shuvla yedionim be'edis atzman. Zog the Rishbam, if edim will be made in front of a bezin at night, that's a good edus, and they could don up either edus that night, that the next day. Mashayin kain, a riyah is not good. So Taisus and the Rishayinim argue, and they say if an edus are made by night, it's also not good. Because Kabbalah's edus is tchilas din, they bring a gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Kabbalah say this is tchilas din, and Memela, Kabbalah say this also can't be done by night. So what's pshat in the Rishbam? Why does the Rishbam say that Kabbalah say this by night is good enough? So the two mahalchim in the Rishayim. The Rosh says that the Rishbam holds that b'di'eved, it is good, a din that's done by night is good b'di'eved. The din, the psul of Laila is only a psul of chatchila. The chatchila, you're not allowed to do a din by night. But b'di'evit, if you did it din by night, b'di'evit, it's a good din. And he brings you Shalmi holds that way. But he brings Raya's from the Bavli. The Bavli, he doesn't hold that way. That's why he argues in the Rishbam that the Bavli holds that even b'di'evit, a din by night is not a good din. Good. We won't go into the Raya's back and forth. But the Shaila is, how does Rishbam learn that sugya? The Rishbam is mechalik between a Riyah, that the Riyah, it says that they can't be done by day. And Kabbalah's Eidus, he says, they could be done by day. Zok the Rosh, because b'di'eved, if you did it din by night, b'di'eved it works. So why don't you say the same thing by Uriah? What's the pshat by Uriah? You don't say b'di'eved it works. The Ksais there, and Simon Zayin Sefkat and Dalid, He says that's Taisus Kashi. He must have learned Taisus like this. The Taisus says that he ria kamei edus and mekabel edus belayla. Kanamocha begru bezdin v'loy kamei shabirshu kuntus. In other words, that Agamar itself is muchnat that way, because the Gemara says that a ria, if you have just a ria, you can't dan by day if they ru belayla. So they can't dan by day. I'll be the ria by night. So what's the chiluk the ria and the kabbalas edus? If the reason why the kabbalas edus works is because b'di'eved a din by night is good, so why don't you say the same thing by Uriah, that you could down by day, because b'di'eved the din by night is kosher. So the Ksais in Simon Zayin Sif Katan Dalin, he says pshat like this. He says, when you have Kabbalah's Eidus by night, v'chatchili, you're not allowed to do it, because you're not allowed to be done by night at Chila's din. But b'di'eved, it is a Kabbalah's Eidus, you could down by day, I'll be the Kabbalah's Eidus by night. It's only possible chatchil l'das the Rishbam. But a ria, if the Rishbam holds that if it's possible chatchila to be done by night, so the ria by night doesn't blind the ria stayonim. It doesn't have the chalai shem ria stayonim. The most it could be is ria s'edim. That's what it means. Ain't the ria stayonim or the ria s'edim. An edus is an edus. There's nothing you could do. It is an edus. I was by night, but the evid. A din by night is good. So, but the evid, you have a chalais kabbalas edus. You light it down by day, I'll be the edus. Mashenke in Uriya, you saw by night, halt the Rishbam, any time Dayanim see something in a time with a chatchila that can't be done, it's not called a Riyas Dayanim, and you don't have a Riyah. And like we said before, a Yediyah doesn't help. You need a Riyah. You need to access information alts Dayanim. You need a Kabbalah say this, I das bal din, the Rishbam holds the Riyah also is good on Slayte Shmig Delemi Riyah, but when you access the information, you have to be Dayanim. How the Rishbam, if there's a Psula Chathila to Dan, that's not called the Riyah Dayanim. A Kabbalah's Eidus, even when you have a Psula Chathila to Dan, that's an Eidus. But a Riyah, if there is a Psula Chathila to Dan, that's not called the Riyah Dayanim. So the Ksais wants to shtel to this to a Shail of Achreinim, they ask, what if Dayanim would see something on Shabbos and Yom Tov? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a din that you're not allowed to dan. If a Dayan would see by day on Shabbos and Yom Tov something, could he dan al pi that Riyah on Sunday? Agamari says, if a Dayan sees something by day, he could be a Dayan. If a Dayan sees something by night, there's a psul din. So Mele can't be a Dayan the next day based on the Riyah by night, because that would be a tchilas din. And Mamela, you can't be a dayin because ain't aid nas a dayin. You could only be an aid, and you can't be a dayin with your own aidus. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? What's the din with if a dayin sees something Shabbos and Yom Tov? There's an issa to dan there. So maybe you'll say that it can't be a din on Shabbos and Yom Tov because there's an issa to dan. So Mamela, you can't pass on people you saw Shabbos and Yom Tov because that would be the tchilas din on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's an issa to dan. So Mamela, you can't be a dayan based on what you saw on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Well, no. Maybe because it's only Nisa Derabbanan, it's a different thing. The Shach is Mesupik about it. The Achreinim there and Simon Zion discuss the Shaila. Zog the Ksais, he holds it to Machlaikis Rishbam and Taisus. The Rishbam who holds that Kabbalah say this is good. Why? Because B'di'evit is good. That's what the Rosh says. So how come Ri is not? Teretz is, because the Rishbam holds the Yisayit. Any time the Chachili you can dan, is the Ri and Ishken Ri is Dayanim. I was a Shabbos Yom Tov also the Chachili you can dan. So Shabbos Yom Tov also the Ri wouldn't be called the Ri is Dayanim. So Mele Shabbos Yom Tov also a Ri and Shabbos Yom Tov is not a Ri is Dayanim and you can't pass and I'll be such a Ri. That's what the Rishbam would hold. Mashen came Taisus. Taisus holds no. Kabbalah say this and Ri is the same thing. And Taisus is machriach from Agamara, then vice Tais, just like you see the Riyah by night is a psul, so Kabbalah say this is also a psul. Aib Azai, Taisus doesn't hold this aside. Taisus holds that Aib nor it's kasha b'di'evid to be done, so you could be done on piece of Sharia. So on Yantif and Shabbos b'di'evid, if you're done, it's a din. It's just an isluch atchil to dan Shabbos and Yantif. So Mel, according to Taisus, you could be done b'chayil based on a Riyah b'Shabbos and Yantif. Because Taisus doesn't hold this, you say. Taisus holds that if you're going to say that a Kabbalah's Eidus Belayla is Kashub in the Eved, who would in a Riyah would work with the Evan, and you could paskin b'yayim based on the Riyah b'layla. Taisus is machriyak from the fact that you can't paskin b'yayim from a Riyah b'layla, that Kabbalah said the source of the Evan is no good. Aybazai, by Shabbos, where Avada b'di'evad, the din is good. So you could paskin al piyariya b'Shabbos. That's how the Ksais learns the sugya. But this is all according to the first Malach who's saying, the Malach of the Rosh, that the reason why Kabbalah's Eidus works is Kabbalah's Eidus really is Tchilas Din, but b'di'evad, it's kosh if you dan b'layla. So why is Riyah b'layla worse? You have to say to Ksais Svara that a Riyah stayonim, but even that it's kosh, if it's possible, chachila to dan, doesn't blind a Riyah stayonim b'chlal. That's one Mahalach in the Sugya. The Ramban, he brings a second Mahalach. The Ramban brings this Mahalach that you could hold that there's a din b'di'evad, it's chal. But the Ramban says that the Rashbam is mashman at Kabbalah's Eidus is not called Tchilas Din. Kabbalah's Eidus is good l'chachila by night. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Tchilas Din has to be b'yayim. But Kabbalah say this is not necessarily Tchilas Din. Kabbalah say this is kosher l'chila by night. That's the pshat in the Rashbam. So kum te sepel l'fi the Ramban. If Kabbalah's Eidus is not a Tchilas Din, so why is Riyah Tchilas Din? If Kabbalah say this works by night, so why do you have the klal of loite shmi gdayla miriyah, so Riyah also should work by night? What's the pshat that Kabbalah say this works because he's saying it's not a Tchilas Din, and a Riyah doesn't work? Because the Riyah is a Tchilas Din. What's the chilik? The Ramban doesn't say. The Ramban argues on the Rishbam. He brings Rayas from Gemaris and other places that Kabbalah say this is a Tchilas Din. But how do you learn Pashat Taich, this Mahalach in the Rishbam? You're saying Kabbalah say this is not called Tchilas Din, so why is Riyah called Tchilas Din? So Rav Naftali has a Gevaldik Pshat. Rav Naftali says there are three Chalakim to Eidus. There's the Agadis Eidus. The Eidus, the Eidim, saying the Eidus. There's the Kabbalah Eidus. Bezdin deciding that the Eidus is correct. And then there's the Gemar Din. That Bezdin says, what to do, I'll be the Eidus. But there are three stages. Zagdu Granat, the Ramban is saying in the Rishbam, the first stage, that Agadis Eidus, is not called the Tchilas Din Bechlal. Eidus testifying at Bezdin, that's not Din. Din is when the Dayanim decide that the Eidus is correct. When the Yonim are Mekabel the Eidus. But the Agada itself, just that they made a Agada, that's not a Din Bechlal. So Melef, if Eidim are made by night, so that Bezin doesn't say anything about it. We don't know anything about it. We just hear the Eidus. The next day they said, okay, last night we heard such and such Eidus. That would mean that this and this happened. And Mamela will Mekabel the Eidus. And Mamela will Paskin the Din, I'll be the Eidus. That's good. Because Agada's Eidus is not the Din. Mashayin Kane, if that night there would already be machlit like the Eidus, that's called the Kabbalah Eidus. A Kabbalah Eidus is Yedin. A Gadda Eidus is not Din. But the Kabbalah Eidus, the hechlit, that it's a good Eidus, that is Din. Zagdur Meftali, by Riyah, you can't be mechalik the two. By Riyah, any time there's a Riyah, so you have both chalakim. The Riyah is not Gadda Eidus, but the Riyah is also the Kabbalah Eidus. They know clear what it is. They're machlin in their mind what happens. It's not just the Edom saying so. We know it's that way. That's already the Kabbalah Eidus. Kabbalah Eidus is Taket Tchilas Din. So these are the two Malachim in the Rishbam. Rav Vishayim argue in the Rishbam. Rav Vishayim say a Kabbalah, a God that Eidus benayin is possible. It's Tchilas Din. Rishbam says it's kosher. They could dan b'yayim based on that. Why is the old it's kosher? The Rosh holds because it is Tchilas Din, but Tchilas Din is Kasha b'di'evad. So why isn't Riyah Kasha b'di'evad? The Ksai says, because a Riyah stayanim b'makim that you can't dam l'chachila, blindness can Riyah stayanim b'chlal. Mashen can Kabbalah say this. That's the first Malach. And the second Malach is the Ramban. The Ramban says, I gotta say this is not Tchilas Din. So why is Riyah Tchilas Din? So Dr. Raftali, I gotta say this is not Tchilas Din. But Kabbalah say this is Tchilas Din. The Achlata that the Eidus is richtig is Tchilas Din. By Eidus, it could be Mechalik. We have that Agada. We didn't decide anything. We'll decide tomorrow if the Eidus is richtig. So that's okay. The Din was done by day. The Agada say this is not part of the Din. By Shengim, by Riyah, you can't be Mechalik. The Riyah and the Achlot is Hainu Hach. And Memela, if the Riyah is by night, that means the Tchilas Din is by night, and that's why it's possible. That's the other pshat.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.